U.S. Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut was part of the U.S. delegation in Normandy, France today, commemorating the 70th anniversary of the D-Day invasion there.
They were merely boys, and they came home heroes.
DeLauro says one of the most moving experiences was meeting U.S. veterans who were there, including Joseph Myjak of Hamden, Connecticut. WSHU's Craig Lamolt spoke with Myjak about his experience from 70 years ago.
Myjak says he arrived on Normandy Beach at 6:30 in the morning. The Germans were shelling American ships with 155-millimeter guns that were on top of a cliff at a spot called Point du Hoc. His mission was to stop them.
It was like shoveling something against the tide. You know what I mean? It was almost impossible for us to climb that cliff. But our mission was to silence those guns.
Around him, his fellow combat engineers were being cut down by machine gun fire. After American planes bombed the cliff and the top half of it collapsed, Myjak and the others were able to use fireman ladders and grappling hooks to climb to the top, where they fought and captured German soldiers for days. By the time they were done, his unit of 140 men was down to 40. He says he didn't fully realize what had happened until a month later.
Actually, I was traumatized, and it was very difficult to know what was really going on.
Myjak returned to Normandy 5 years ago, and he says all the memories came rushing back. This time, he's sharing the experience with his 8-year-old great-grandson. Myjak says he wants him to know what happened there. Craig Lamolt, WSHU News.